You may know Yosemite National Park for its striking granite cliffs and ancient sequoia trees, but for many years, nestled within that stunning scenery was the hidden history of the hundreds of Chinese immigrants who helped develop the park. Their stories have remained largely unacknowledged for more than a century until now. This month, Yosemite opened a restored Chinese laundry building on its grounds to the public. The exhibit will highlight the contributions of Chinese migrants to the park. Ranger Yinyin Chan played a crucial part in making the exhibit a reality. She's worked at the park since 2003 and spent years extensively researching the Chinese history at Yosemite. And she joins us now to tell us more. Welcome, Yinyin.
Thank you so much.
Well, Yinyin, remind us of some of the historical context. How did Chinese immigrants end up working at Yosemite in the mid-1800s and early 1900s?
Yeah, so the Chinese first arrived here in greater numbers during the gold rush. So starting in 1848, they arrived in California just like people from all over the world. And they also started mining in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada range. But pretty soon afterwards, within 2 years, it was very difficult to become really wealthy. And there was this foreign miners tax passed, and that was a $20 per month tax. So it was really a difficult tax for anyone not from this country. But this actually led to a lot of the Chinese miners to look for other types of work here in California and in the American West.
One of the key contributions Chinese workers made to the park was the construction of roads into the park. This is such an interesting story. Can you share it with us?
Yeah, so there were Chinese that were here, you know, after mining, they came and worked in the railroads, helping to build the Transcontinental Railroad in the 1860s. And they basically looked for whatever kinds of work they could find. And a lot of it was difficult, laborious labor. So in Yosemite, the, you know, entrance of tourists into the park was around the same time, just a few years after gold was discovered nearby. And so in the 1850s, people started traveling into Yosemite to look at the beautiful scenery. And it was difficult to get to this valley, Yosemite Valley, and so that's when the Chinese stepped in and were hired to build many of the early stage wagon roads in Yosemite National Park.
You know, we often take for granted in national parks the roadways that allow us to be able to see the amazing beauty, but this is hard work that you're talking about.
Yeah, so the Chinese that built several of the primary roads in Yosemite, they were using hand picks and shovels and wheelbarrows. They didn't have the aid of machinery that we think of today. So our park has an elevation range from 2,000 feet above sea level to over 13,000 feet above sea level. And one of the roads they built was the original Tioga Road. And that road climbs from 6,000 feet to almost 10,000 feet in elevation. And then it drops down several thousand feet to the other side of the mountain. That was a 56-mile road that approximately 350 Chinese and 90 European-American road workers worked together to build in only 130 days.
Wow.
So it was a pretty monumental feat that they did.
There's also some notable Chinese chefs who played a big role in Yosemite's history. What surprises did you discover there?
Well, the Chinese were really adept at learning skills here. They brought skills from their country as well. So they were hired in almost all of Yosemite's hotels as the cooks, the bakers. For example, there was this one cook, his name is Ayu, and he was the head chef at Yosemite's Wawona Hotel for 47 years. In addition to Ayu, there was this really incredible chef named Tai Singh, and he was a cook for the U.S. Geological Survey. He was hired in 1888 and worked there for 30 years. And he basically followed the map makers throughout California in the wilderness and cooked these elaborate backcountry meals. And when you think of backpacking today, it's not easy to cook backcountry meals, but he had to cook for these people for several weeks at a time. And he was so beloved by these map makers that in 1899, they named a peak for him. It's called Singh Peak, and it's right on Yosemite's park boundary. The other thing about Tai Singh was he was hired by the Assistant Secretary of the Interior, Stephen Ting Mather, to cook for these Mather Mountain Party trips in 1915 and 1916. And what's significant about these Mather Mountain Party trips was Mather was trying to convince Congress to form the National Park Service. We didn't have a National Park System service at the time. And so those trips were so instrumental in convincing these people about the wonders of our wilderness areas that they pushed so hard. Within 1 year, Congress passed that Organic Act, and that was the establishment of the National Park Service. So I like to think of Taising of having the significant role in convincing Congress and the public of the need for a National Park Service.
For all of the work that they contributed to the park, these Chinese workers largely stayed unnoticed and unrecognized for so many years, both during the time when they worked there and in the many decades of the park's history that followed. Why do you think their contributions remain unacknowledged for so long?
I think that, you know, this history was just under the surface, and local people in and around Yosemite knew about the contributions of Chinese. They helped work in the ranches, they helped in the farms, but the story just hadn't been pieced together into one complete story. So there was tidbits of knowledge about them working on some of the roads, or as chefs, or in the laundry right next to the Wawona Hotel. And so I think the fact that there was this huge period of time when there were very few Chinese immigrating into this country due to this really discriminatory law called the Chinese Exclusion Act, that was passed from 1882 all the way up until 1943 was when it was repealed. That kind of left this huge gap of like history and continuation of time. And I think that partly contributed to this story almost getting lost.
This is something that you've been passionate about and working on for quite some time. It's clearly something that is personal to you. What does it mean to see this exhibit and see folks visit it?
Yeah, what I really am excited about is the people that had no idea about this history. We have an annual pilgrimage now that started as a result of my research, and a lot of Asian Americans, people who've long history in this country, who felt that the story of their ancestors weren't recognized. I think they feel this sense of pride. And as a Yosemite park ranger, one of my goals is to deepen connections between the park visitors and this place. And in addition to protecting our natural resources, we also are the storytellers of this place, to tell the stories of the wildlife and the plant life, and also the cultural heritage of a place. And I think it's important just to share the contributions made by all people in this country, including people like Taising and IU and the early Chinese who helped to make Yosemite what it is today.
I'm curious, Yanyan, how did you get into ranging?
So I grew up in Los Angeles and hadn't gone camping or hiking or really experienced a lot of the national parks. And when I was in high school, I did my first backpacking trip in Yosemite. And it just widened my world about the environment. And I really wanted to do work to protect our environment. And then I really wanted to become an environmental education person because I wanted to inspire other people to have this connection with nature and hopefully care for these places that I think is really important and special.
That was Yanyan Chan, a park ranger at Yosemite National Park. Thank you so much for sharing a bit of your work.
Thank you so much for inviting me.